Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok, coming to you from the back of a taxi. I wanted to talk to you today about the recent crackdown on border runners and what I think about it. The Thai government, as of May 10th, today is May 11th, the Thai government has stated that no more 30-day and 15-day extensions, or rather renewal of the no-entry visas, will be granted. That means that border runners can no longer just take a little quick trip to the border in a minibus and get their visa renewed, turn around and come back. That's not allowed anymore, supposedly. You can fly out and then turn around and come back, but this is quite a bit more expensive, so it will affect people, and it will also affect the little visa-run companies, the Thai-owned visa-run companies. So. But this is the way that it is. And, you know, in my opinion, I think it's a good thing. Because if you're going to come to Thailand and you're going to be a tourist, let's say that you want to be here for a year, then get a tourist visa for a year. You can get a multiple entry tourist visa. Just come and you can stay for a year. If you're going to come for 6 months, do the same thing. If you really want to stay for more than that, get an ED visa where you need to study the Thai language or Muay Thai or something like that, but get the proper visa. If you're going to work, get the proper visa, get the non-immigrant B, the O, the M, whatever. If you're married, get the marriage visa. And for those people who say, oh, well, you know, I'm waiting for a job, or, you know, I work 6 months on, 6 months off, so what? That's not the Thai government's problem. It's your problem. And you know, I don't think that Thailand owes anybody anything. And the thing is that when people are meant to do all their paperwork, and sometimes it's quite a lot of paperwork, they got to do a stack of papers. Now, in my case, it was relatively easy because I knew exactly what I wanted, what I needed. I did it, boom, I went, 2-3 hours, it's a done deal. But some people, they've got to submit quite a bit of paperwork, and it's a pain in the ass. So they've got to do it. Why doesn't everybody else have to do it? Because they want to skirt the law. Well, you know, all I got to say is tough shit. You know, if you really want to stay for a couple of months, get the visa when you're at home. It's not a big deal. It's very easy. And in my opinion, this change in the interpretation of the regulation is for the best. It's better for the people who are staying here and going back and forth every month. And you know what? It doesn't matter if they're spending money. It really doesn't matter. What matters is they get the proper visa and then they spend the money. That's the way I think that the Thai government looks at it. They don't want people coming here, staying here for 30 days, working, going out of the country, doing the same thing. If you're not old enough to get retirement, then, you know, tough, too bad. Maybe they'll lower the age. I think that would be appropriate that they lowered it to maybe 35 or something. If you got the money to stay, then, you know, simple as that. You got the money. You got the cash, you got the cash. Simple. So I know people might disagree with me. Please let me know what you think. I'd like to know. If you like this video, click like. Whatever you want to do, please share the video. Click like. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok, coming to you live from the back of a taxi. Chok di lat jerkin line.